This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. As parts of the area deal with the aftermath of Monday's flash flooding, we are now bracing for real field temps back up around 100. In a word, Joe, oy.
It's going to be an oof kind of day today. Yeah. It's already uncomfortable this morning, but it's just going to get worse throughout the day as the heat builds, sunshine mixes with clouds. We have a heat advisory that goes into effect at 11 o'clock this morning and runs all the way through 10 p.m. tomorrow. And we've got 2 days of just brutal weather. Sunshine will mix with some clouds today, and temperature will get into the upper 80s officially in Midtown. I think some of the north and west suburbs will get to 90 plus, but it won't matter with such gruesome humidity. The AccuWeather real field temperatures are easily going to be in the upper 90s to near 100. That may be enough to spark a thunderstorm late this afternoon, more likely tonight, where there could be some gusty winds and downpours, unfortunately, but temperatures will stay in the mid 70s. We'll get to 90 tomorrow with real fields in the upper 90s before there's a break in the heat and humidity for Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg, the New York Weather Station, 1010 Winds and 92.3 FM.
Yeah, with both the heat advisory and the air quality alert, the City Office of Emergency Management is again reminding us to take care. First Deputy Commissioner Christina Farrell telling 1010 Winds, if you don't have AC, they've got you covered.
We have many more than 500 cooling centers open. They are public libraries, they're older adult centers, community centers. And then our friends at the Parks Department have all kinds of different tools at the parks where people, you know, spray fountains and other things where people can cool down.
Get the locations at nyc.gov/beat the heat, or you can call 311. President Trump once again weighing in on the New York City mayor's race. This time he wasn't bad-mouthing Zohran Mamdani or threatening a federal takeover of the city if Mamdani wins. He was asked about Andrew Cuomo.
Would you prefer him over...
Well, I don't want to say. You know, I'm a Republican. He's a Democrat or an independent. No, I think Andrew would have a good shot of winning.
The Mamdani campaign quickly responded, telling USA Today, quote, the question now is whether Cuomo will embrace Trump's support publicly or continue to just accept it in private. So far, no comment from Cuomo on that, but he did talk about Eric Adams yesterday. The former governor said he would not be the reason this assemblyman, meaning Mamdani, becomes mayor. And so if Adams ends up being ahead in the polls, he, Cuomo, would drop out. Regarding Adams, he has picked up endorsements from a number of police and correction officers' unions. Mamdani has gotten the nod from D.C. 37. An argument on a Bronx street ended with a 16-year-old dead. Let's get that story from our Mac Rosenberg.
Susan, some unanswered questions this morning about the relationship between Aaliyah Williams and her killer and what exactly they were fighting about. The 16-year-old's grandmother tells CBS 2 Williams walked to the deli here on Boston Road with two other girls, and there was some sort of confrontation before the stabbing.
She's a nice person. She have manners. She listened to her parents. And she go to school.
Police found the 16-year-old after she had been stabbed several times in her body, head, arms, and chest. She later died at Jacoby Hospital. No arrests as the search for the suspect continues. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Williamsbridge.
Namel Cologne is going to jail for 25 years. This is the gunman whose stray bullets killed a Brooklyn mother of four and her dog. That was in January of 2022 when prosecutors say Cologne jumped out of a car on DeKalb and Franklin Avenues and started firing at someone else. 36-year-old Jennifer Yanoa and her dog Blue were fatally struck. Cologne was about to go on trial for murder but pleaded guilty to manslaughter in exchange for that 25-year sentence. The NYPD Harbor Unit was out there, but still no sign of a woman seen jumping into the Hudson. They did spot two other people who were trying to save her.
Eyewitnesses told 911 dispatchers a woman had gone over the railing and into the Hudson at Pier 32 in Tribeca. FDNY Battalion 2 Chief James Riley said it happened just before 10 a.m.
Two Good Samaritans jumped in the water to try to assist the victim. They were unfortunately unsuccessful.
They were quickly pulled from the water with drop ladders and weren't hurt. And the search continued for the woman.
We had rescue one diver in the water with another rescue one diver backing them up. We called for a second rescue. Rescue two showed up.
After an hour, the search was called off. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Tribeca.
Upper East Side residents to rally again today in opposition to the plans to expand Lenox Hill Hospital. That's ahead of a zoning subcommittee meeting at City Hall. Stacey Krush is on the committee to protect our Lenox Hill neighborhood.
The size and the scale just doesn't fit where they want to put it. I mean, we know they need to renovate the hospital, and no one is saying, you know, don't renovate your hospital. Renovate the hospital, yes. Just not at this size and scale.
Also talking to 1010 Winds Hospital President Daniel Baker, who insists they have been both mindful and communicative with area residents.
We have worked with the community to communicate along the lines of exactly what steps are being taken and when. At one point, we even paused when the school said they really needed a pause from noise to make certain that the kids were able to take their AP exams.
The rally against the plan is set for 10 this morning outside City Hall. Big doings in Williamsburg this week, thanks to a 138-year-old tradition, the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel.
We started in 1887. The feast was founded by Italian immigrants who had just recently come to the neighborhood, and they actually wound up founding their own parish, which is the parish of Our Lady of Mount Carmel.
John Perrone is on the committee organizing the event, which attracts folks from near and far.
Many of us come home for this, right? Most of us don't live here anymore. I personally live in Queens. Most people I know are coming in from somewhere else to not only prepare for the feast, but then attend it for the 12 days that it's going on. The importance is the continuation of a very unique tradition.
That being the procession of the Giglio, a 70-foot, 4-ton wooden tower that's hoisted by hundreds of festival goers. The festival is happening now through Sunday. The actual feast day is today, with a smaller Giglio procession for kids along with a special afternoon mass. You can get all the info at olmcfeast.com. The first hearing on a lawsuit to either pause or stop Mayor Adams' City of Yes plan takes place today. Staten Island Borough President Vito Fisella is giving a thumbs down to that program, for which the city council has already given a thumbs up.
There were parking issues, side yard issues, or dwelling units in the backyard that we were concerned. So we've been very upfront that we think the City of Yes is not good for Staten Island, and therefore we should become the Borough of No, and we're going to try everything we can.
The lawsuit contends that the administration and the City Council violated both city and state environmental review laws when lawmakers signed off on the plan last year. Okay, foodies, it's that time of year.
You can officially make your reservation for Restaurant Week. It starts Monday, July 21st, and some of the customers are already excited for the deals, like Junior.
It's always more than enough than what I asked for, and for the price, too.
At Grotto Azora, they already have their menu. Jeff, the manager, read some of the specials out to us.
Three-course lunch, it's $30. For our dinner, it's $60. We also have different platters for lunch and dinner.
Beitu, who's a manager at Bono Notte and Il Cortile, says that one of her restaurants is participating in Restaurant Week, while the other one is opting out this year.
The same owner.
And both good food?
Both of them good food. I can't swear that.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Little Italy.
Want to get your own crypto?
Crypto, ow, stop it, stop, sit, stay.
Apparently a lot of people do. The AI-generated dog of the new Superman movie has sparked a 500% surge in folks now interested in adopting a dog. Google searches for Adopt a Dog Near Me actually spiked 513% following the opening weekend of the movie. Crypto is actually based on James Gunn's rescue dog, Ozu, who, just like the dog in the film, was a challenge to train. If you are looking to adopt a dog or a cat, rabbit, or guinea pig for that matter, head to nycacc.org, or you can go to animalalliancenyc.org for a big list of local organizations.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.